What's going on, people? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man. And this is beautiful Sunday morning, man. I'm up checking the vibes and shit, just chilling. But yeah, man. I want to say rest in peace to King Von. You know what I'm saying? Young, talented, young dude, man. Got shot and killed this past weekend. So, man, I just really want to say condolences to his family and everything, man. But, yeah, man. Kind of tie in what I want to get into today is just, like, change. Like, I think we all should know that we are able to change things. Like, very much, like, anything that we really set our mind to, you know. And that's something I really believe in. Like, change is something we definitely gotta really focus on. Like, we know things don't have to be the same, you know what I mean? Life don't have to be how it started. That's one thing I think people gotta take more into and look at that. Like, we can really change the situation. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to live for the moment, but then again, it's like, you know what I mean? You don't want to just be living like, damn, this is my life. I'm finna just live for it. Nah, nigga, you got a future ahead of yourself. So you should always think about the positive things when it comes to changing. You know what I'm saying? That goes for everything in life. Whether it's you changing the way you eat, way you dressed, way you think, you know what I mean? It's always going to be a positive behind whatever you're doing. So don't take changes as a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? I think we should really give change a better understanding to people at a younger age. You know what I'm saying? Knowing, like, things can change. Like, you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times you got to see that shit too. You know what I mean? For me, you know what I'm saying? I seen a lot of shit, so I was seeing the difference of certain shit. So growing up, I'm like, okay, you could change it. You know what I'm saying? It's very possible. So now I know it's like, okay, life can be changed. I think that's something we should definitely just bring about awareness about. I know that was like Obama, like 08 campaign change and shit. He ain't really changed shit, you know what I mean? Shit was still the same, you know what I mean? But, I do want to talk a little bit about them presidential talks for a minute. Congratulations to Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris for, you know what I'm saying, getting Trump out of there, you know what I mean? But my thing is, Trump gone, now what? You know what I'm saying? Trump gone, now what? You know what I mean? Y'all did all that. Now he gone. Now what? You know what I mean? Don't try to tell me it was the lesser and all that. No, Trump gone. Now what? You know what I mean? Now it's time to let's see some things change. I don't want to get too political because I don't think a lot of times we, you know what I'm saying? People be like, oh, it's your fault. It's hard for Black people. You know what I'm saying? Due to the circumstances of our past. That's gonna always be there. That's the only reason why. You know what I'm saying? When you think of a certain type of people or a culture, you think of their history to refer to them. You know what I'm saying? And if you look referring to African American history, we always date back to slavery. You know what I'm saying? So mentality wise, it's always gonna be like, oh, we some slave. You know what I'm saying? Just because. That's the history of us. You know what I'm saying? We have no real, you know what I'm saying? They give us a lot of different type of people to study on. And you know what I'm saying? You got your Frederick Douglasses and, you know, Booker T. Washington. You know, you got you all those guys. But it's like, it's tough just as a whole knowing that niggas was slaves at one point. So. I don't want to get too political on that shit, but yeah, that's just how it goes. But yeah, man, I want to congratulate them on, you know what I mean, getting him out of there. I just feel like now it's time to make some serious changes in terms of, like, what do you say, the economic gap, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest one for me, just, like, in reality to it, You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand, like, certain things happen, but it's, like, seriously, an economic gap. I think that can be helped, you know what I'm saying? Just, I don't know, it should just be a little better in terms of, for us, you know what I'm saying? I guess it take time over years and shit to understand shit, but I feel like us is just it's such a wide gap too, like in terms of like everything. I could say it's a wide gap in terms of credit utilization. I think that's the difference, like super wide gap, like super gap, like I know that for sure. So when it comes to credit, that's one of the big things we should focus on too. I think we all should goddamn come together and try to make up some type of like financial literacy type of thing for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, if you don't know, ain't nothing wrong with not knowing. You know what I'm saying? See, that's one thing too, man. People be out here being embarrassed on shit because they ain't know, man. Like, nigga, come on, bro. If you don't know, go figure it out, bro. So you know. Don't worry about what somebody else got going on. See, that's the issue, man. I ain't gonna lie, that's a big issue. God damn. We always worried about what the fuck somebody else got going on. That shit is fucking mind-boggling. Like, I deadass don't even be stumped, folks. I be really on my little situation, what I got going on. But, like, bro, I know folks. They really be in nigga shit. You be like, damn, bro. Like, you studying big dog shit. Like, you know what I mean? So, that's kind of questionable in one anyway, but like when I really do that shit, when I really do see that shit, I really just be like, damn, man, like motherfuckers, we just gotta really stop worrying about everybody else and what they got going on and why they wanna know what you doing with your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, tell niggas to chill out. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't really affecting you in no way of like, you know what I'm saying, any type of loss coming from them directly from them, like, man, let that shit, you know what I mean, keep doing what you're doing, bro, because niggas is gonna be on you, period. You know what I'm saying? I just think niggas gotta chill, like stop worrying about a nigga, man. Handle your business, man, because at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna handle your business like you. So you might as well focus on doing what you need to do. That's all I'm saying. This shit get hectic out here, you know.
Sorry,
what I mean?
I don't understand.
That's gonna get crazy. Excuse me, but yeah, man. Back in there. But yeah, just focusing on yourself, man, and knowing that if any type of mishaps that happen in your life, you're subject to change. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand certain situations, certain things happen in certain people's lives, and it changed them. You know what I mean? They can't do the same things that they once did. You know, certain issues happen in your life, you gotta change. You know what I mean? Now I'm just in a tough position right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just living life, you know, day by day, gradually. Just trying to make the best of life. You know what I mean? That's all I want. I think that's what I want for everybody really in life, man. If you got a goal, just strive to that one goal. Take your time, man. Don't be out here goddamn feeling, you know what I mean? Don't be out here crying and making disbeliefs and shit about shit. Man, do what you gotta do to handle your life, man. Take care of who you gotta take care of. That's a big one too, man. Take care of who you gotta take care of. In reality, man, you gotta do that. Life would be very well for you as long as you follow those steps. Most definitely take care of who you gotta take care of, because they'll take care of you one day. You know what I'm saying? And the more we understand that, the more people will realize the genuine love factor in things. Like, just genuinely, somebody just genuinely doing some shit for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of frequency I move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever I'm doing something for you, that shit is very genuine. You know what I'm saying? I have zero motive behind it. You know what I mean? zero. You know what I'm saying? So that's something I really, you know what I'm saying, I really take, you know what I mean, real serious about that, because I've been in situations where I know people, they doing shit just for something, bro. You know what I'm saying? In return. You know what I'm saying? That's not me, man. That ain't what I was built on, man. Just morally on me, man. You know what I mean? I'm looking out for a nigga. It was genuine. You know what I'm saying? I ain't do it just because it... Nah, man. I genuinely fuck with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, the more I got... You know what I'm saying? The older I got, the more focus I got. You know what I'm saying? Genuinely fucking with people, bro. I think life should be a little more serious in a lot of more ways once we get to a certain level, and once we get to doing certain things, you know what I'm saying, once we get to making the families and you know what I'm saying, creating lives and stuff like that, life's gotta be took to a whole another level. I think that's where people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people don't really take that shit serious. You know what I'm saying? I really do feel like that. Like, niggas had kids and just be doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Had 2 or 4 or 3 kids just out here doing shit. Niggas be like, what? Nah. Just out here doing shit. Nah, man. Once you get to doing things and shit get larger in your life, man, that means you gotta change up. You gotta switch it up. Prepare yourself for the next phase in life. You know what I mean? Just keep reaching for your success in a way. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times that shit gonna be day by day, gradually but surely. Just make sure you taking small steps at doing that to where you want to be at in life. I think that's the major key with it. Taking small steps with what you want to do in life, and let that be that. You know what I mean? And gradually, just do it gradually, though. Make sure you do something. Like, if you got some goal in your life that you want to be, like your ultimate goal, you should most definitely focus on that every day. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're even, and I mean, that's even if you got a job and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? After you leave your job, you gotta put into whatever you wanna, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put in them back hours after the 8, after the 12. You gotta put them hours in, you know what I'm saying? What you doing after the 9 to 5? You know what I'm saying? What you doing after the job? You know what I'm saying? I remember my homeboy told me that shit one time going to SAE. That nigga say shit, yeah. I start realizing it's more so what you doing after the 9 to 5. I told her, like, yeah, that's a real nigga shit right there, my boy. Because, nigga, you could be on a lot of other shit going on. But, shit, as long as you got them handling your business after that, shit, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But you got to be serious. That's another thing about it, man. A lot of people get in situations and don't be serious, man. Trust me, man. Seriousness separate people from certain shit. You know what I mean? Like, somebody come in on a certain level, they not even, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, this nigga look, you know what I mean? This nigga on his, you know what I mean? You not even finna get approached with certain shit. Now, you come in there on some acting like goofy shit, niggas is gonna hit you with goofy numbers, goofy things is gonna happen to you. You know what I'm saying? As I say, nigga, whatever you goddamn know in life, you gotta goddamn prove it to a nigga, show a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't be goddamn out there playing them games, man, because that's what you get approached to in real life. Man, tough love for everybody out here, too. I'm just wanting everybody to goddamn be peaceful and thankful and grateful for their lives, man. You know what I mean? I think being grateful for your lives is something we definitely gotta, you know what I mean, just mature into, knowing that, you know what I'm saying, just be grateful that you even got this chance to be alive and do certain things in life. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm able to do this right now. I'm just happy that I'm able to do this. You know what I'm saying? I can leave a little something for somebody. You know what I mean? A little motivation for anybody to just look over for themselves, man, and handle your lifestyle. I think that's something big too. Whatever you're doing with yourself, man, handle it. You know what I'm saying? You say you want to be a stripper, handle it. You know what I mean? Hey, you said you wanted to be a stripper. Ain't nobody else put a gun in your head to tell you to be a stripper. You know what I'm saying? But if you willingly chose to be that stripper, handle it. We can't, you know what I'm saying? It gets bigger out here than that. You know what I'm saying? You got to handle it. That's all that I can tell you. You got to be able to handle it, man. Because this lifestyle is very, very... Whew. Life is a tough thing, man. You just got to keep going in it. Just keep focusing on everything in life right now. That's all I want to know. But, yeah. I just had to get a few things off my chest for this week, you know. Tough love, you know. I just really wanted to get that focus on that power. Being able to have the power to change your life, though. You know what I'm saying? That's something I just wanted to focus on. Please don't feel as if you always gotta be stuck in a situation. You gotta be dormant. What Jay say, I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. That's how we on it. No shit, though. That's real shit right there. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant, man. No cap, because that's... What's the point, man? You don't want to die in the same position, man, that you came in. That's just not how you want to do it, man. Especially if you're doing things that's creating other things. You got to be able to make something shake, man. Make something change. Give somebody something else. Get somebody else some game. Help yourself, man. First and foremost, help yourself. You know? That's one thing I'm learning about life right now, man. Just getting in the ability to help myself. Knowing when I help myself, I can help everybody else better. Making things more intriguing for me and my family. Making sure everything I do is just for the best. You know what I mean? It's been a tough 2020, man. Super tough 2020, but I'm focused now more than ever. I'm ready to just keep pushing and getting this thing over, man, and just focusing on myself and being able to blossom into the person that I want to be in life. You know what I mean? And just keep striving to it, because every day is a process. Every day is still a journey. You know what I'm saying? Life is a marathon. Take it day by day. Walk by walk, power walk by walk, jog by jog, sprint by sprint. You know what I mean? You know when you gotta use it, man. Alright, man, I'm gonna wrap it up though, man. That was the end. I want everybody to be peace and safe and have a wonderful Sunday evening.